Hi, Abraham.
We are.
I'm very nervous. I'm very pregnant, so I'm out of breath. I'm a psychologist in private practice, and I use your work every day. And consistently, what I have a hard time with is exactly what you just talked about, having people get how worthy they are. So my question is, how do I, not only for myself, but for my clients, have them see their subconscious beliefs or have those become evident so they can move past those?
Well, you don't have to do that because law of attraction does that. In other words, what we would do, we would, whether you say it to them or not, some are ready and some aren't, just know yourself about law of attraction. Know yourself about how this all fits together, how it all works. And then set them up for successful experimentation. In other words, there's not a shred of evidence to the contrary of what we are expressing here. So when you say to someone, if you want something and it isn't coming, it's because you're not completely lined up with it, and then you follow some processes or exercises to help them get more lined up with it, you can bet the farm on the fact that the universe is going to show them that alignment. You just have to get across to them that they're getting what they're thinking about and then encourage them to change their thoughts. It's a very simple thing. If we were standing in your physical shoes, we would ask them what's important, not hard to do, that's what they want to talk about. And then we would sit with them and conjure, let them do most of the talking, a vision of what they want. And then we would spend time on it, maybe an hour or two. And each time you visit with them, we'd go back and revisit it again. And it is our promise to you, and therefore you can promise it to them whether you do it openly or not, the universe is going to start to show them evidence of that alignment.
You have
a cooperative universe that's giving you an indicator of what you're doing vibrationally. So when you have a hands-on attitude that I'm going to offer thoughts on purpose and then I'm going to watch what comes from those thoughts and feelings that I've conjured, it doesn't take very much attention to that before you prove to yourself that the universe responds to you, and that's the only way that we've ever seen that anyone can ever begin to feel worthy. When you want stuff and you can't figure out how to get it to come, that's why you don't feel worthy. You think somebody's depriving you of it, and when you find out it's you, then the subject of worthiness goes away and the subject of sloppy thinking is what's on the table. And now you can do something about it, you see.
So when you say processes to get them, that's just having them picture in their mind and getting really, really clear about what they want and over and over and over. Because what I'm seeing is like, if they say, okay, I want to have money, then subconsciously the belief system comes in, I'm really not worthy of that, I'm really not worthy of that.
Well,
and sometimes
right.
That's stronger than
right.
Where they're going.
So here's the way we tell that story. So they say, I want money. So they write down the subject of money. So it's like picking up a stick that has lots of money on one end and not nearly enough on the other. And the way they feel is the end of the stick that's activated. So talking about money and activating that lackful end of the stick doesn't improve anything. So here's a process that begins to soothe that. And money is a thing that most of them are talking about. It's the next book that we are writing right now. It is Law of Attraction and Money. Because money interfaces in your experience in so many different ways. So say to them, what is it that you want? And they would say, money. And then the first exercise that we would offer is, all right, money. Have them write it down. And then say, and why do you want money? And they'll say, because I don't have enough. And you'll say, but why do you want the money? Mm-hmm. And they'll begin talking about they want a bigger house, they want a better car, they want more clothes in their closet, they want to travel, they want a greater life experience. And then what you're wanting to evoke from them are feelings of why they want more money. So what would that feel like? What would it feel like to drive that car that you're asking for? Well, would it feel more secure? I would feel confident. That's what you're wanting to evoke from them. You're wanting to evoke from them emotional feelings. You're wanting to evoke from them the feeling tones of the money. That would be your greatest role, if you could get them to talk about what they want and why they want it. Why? And every time you ask why, mm-hmm. what you're reaching for is why, because I would feel better. Why, because I would feel more confident. Why, because I would feel more worthy. Why, because I would feel more exhilarated. Why, because it would feel really fun. And as you hold them in those kinds of conversations just a little bit, what happens is that stick we talked about begins to turn on its fulcrum, and this end of the stick that has the money begins to be the more actively dominant part of their vibration. And right before their eyes, we're not kidding you, things begin to happen. Money begins to flow. They'll start coming to you. They'll have stories to tell you. And when they leave, you want to say to them, keep your eyes open for things that are showing up like that, because I expect, tell them, that you're going to begin to see improvement right away just from the work that we have just done. And then you really take care of a lot of things at once, because not only do they begin to discover that the universe is yielding to them and that now they're allowing what has already been yielded, but they begin to get that other thing that they really, 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 really want, which is at the heart of the question. You said it already. They want to know their value. They want mm-hmm. to know their love. They want to feel worthy. You see, of all of the things that all of you know, when you are source energy and as you come forth into this physical body, is that you are the center of a universe and that all of the universal forces are queued up to give you what you want. You know that so emphatically. It's the strongest tenet of your being. And when you're standing in the absence of something you want, that defies that intense knowing. And that's what the feeling of unworthiness is. The feeling of unworthiness is I'm being deprived, or I've deprived myself, or someone's deprived me of my natural legacy. What they want to say is, well, then where's my stuff if I'm so worthy? And what we want you to understand, that feeling of being the well tended to recipient is something that you have to learn to allow. You all knew it when you came, and it's been sort of trained out of you as you've moved along, and now you're, through processes, training it back into them.